بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، firstly brief translation of the ash'ar that we read in the zikr to realize how to make zikr and gain more concentration. And actually these ash'ar, which are the ash'ar of the pious, the mashayikh, that to show us that how we should be begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while making zikr. And if we just concentrate little on these poems, or we just try and learn it little, then we'll see great benefit and a person's concentration will build in there. We were busy discussing the going through this poem here that we normally read, that Ilahi Atahu Zarra Dard Dil Kemartahe Bedar Bimar Tera, that O Allah, O my deity, there is nobody for me besides you. Grant me the gift of a drop of your love. Just a drop of your love, because I'm dying without an iota of your love. I don't have your love, so my mind is everywhere else in the world, and I'm looking for peace here, I'm looking for success there. It doesn't lie anywhere. The solution is, O Allah, just grant me a drop of your love. My direction will come right. And then we'll understand now. Everybody in the world got their own needs and their own ideas of success. So each one is asking, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Main tujhse hu, ya Rab talabgar tera. Now you'll know how to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise you get opportunity to make dua at Haram Sharif. We making dua for cars and houses and wives and whatever. Then the person in zikr will say, ya Allah, somebody is asking you for something. Everybody got their own needs, what they are asking you, what I am asking you for. May tujhse ho ya Rab talabgar tera. I am asking you and I am seeking only you, ya Allah. If you got Allah, you got the kings of kings, what more? You got everything in your plate. So that is the object and purpose of this zikr, to turn our attention towards the king of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then a person further tells Allah Ta'ala, nahi hai dono alam se kuch mushku matlab. Tu hi matloob, main hu talib tera. That, O Allah, in both the worlds, not only this world, even Jannat, I've got no objective besides anything. Tu hi matloob, only you are my objective. Only you I want, O Allah, and I am really desirous of you. When a person is a talib, a sadiq, and you beg Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is very, very kind. A person, we don't deserve it in the least, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at what's your status. Allah looks at your desire. So we have to be a talib, a sadiq all the time. So we see these poems are not just for entertainment, just it sounds nice, etc. They've got great reality and meaning in it. Allah give us tawfiq. And more important is our effort, as Hazrat is teaching and stressing us also with regard to our salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. The last we discussed with regard to a brief summary of the first sabak of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi's Bayan, and Sufi Iqbal Sahib, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shaykhul Hadith, he reprinted this beautiful bayan of Hazrat, and then he added footnotes. So after the first sabak, then he put the footnotes and gives a very beautiful summary. The first one we learned was that realize the importance of namaz. And in order to do that, that is why we have Fazail, Amal, etc. Read from the Fazail Kitab, especially Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's Kitab, and we'll come to realize the great importance of namaz. The second is, realize that this namaz in no way whatsoever is a penalty, in no way whatsoever it's a burden. Rather, we are busy with the second point, the end of the second point, that a person should realize that ni'mat-e-uzma, this is a very, very great ni'mat. And this is a ni'mat given to me by who? Ma'boob-e-haqiqi, my true beloved. Not my beloved of this world. Even your wife, you got a very good relation, you love her so much, but one thing happens to her, you see your love is tainted now. If she gets sick also, although you make a khidmat, everything, But your love is not like of Allah will never ever, there's no question, we can't even imagine, not the slightest weakness, deficiency in Allah Rabbul Izzah. So my Mahbub is Hakiki, and it's not that He wants it, it is His karam, His kindness. And Allah has given me this great gift, and me, if I'm so stupid and an idiot, that I deprive myself, Allahu Akbar, from who? Apne Muhsin. That great being who is the one who can only favor me. Nobody can do favors for us besides Allah. Even anybody doing favor is Allah that puts it in his heart. Allah gives him the ability to do favors for you. Allahu Akbar. Like our Shaykh says, your wife, if she's in a good mood, then she'll cook for you. If she's in a good mood, then you tell her visitors are coming, her mood is not right, then, and who makes that mood right? Allah Rabbul Izzah. It's not you or any of the black magic chocolates also won't work there. So only Allah who is my Muhsin and Hakiki, He is the one who has given me this great gift. And not only my Muhsin and Hakiki, Allah is my Khaliq. Allah created me. And Hazrat says so beautifully how Allah created, not just my body. After my body, Allah put brains in my head also. Allahu Akbar. And gave me such brains that are totally synchronized. Allah didn't leave my screws little loose that people make a joke and say it's a 5 bob short or something. And we don't have to go home and see the screws of our wives. Look at our own screws, which direction we are going. Allah gave me eyes, Allah gave me ears, and not just eyes, the ability to see. Allah, but so many people got eyes they can't see, and that is also Allah's great system, that those people, Allah gave them some other faculty much more stronger than those who got eyes. And why? Those who got eyes and see, people who cannot see, make shukr to Allah, and make great shukr. So all the system of Allah is complete. So that is my Khaliq and my Malik. Or the dunya akhirat ke chara saal, Allahu Akbar. He is such an owner of mine, he is not just my boss. You say you're working for a boss, he'll see to my boarding, lodging, he'll see to everything. Allah is our owner, Allahu Akbar. So if we leave our matters just to Allah, what intizam, what arrangements Allah will make for us, no boss in the world can make. Allahu Akbar. So much so that not only arrangements of dunya, akhirat also. And many a times a person gets this wrong notion that I set myself up, I set my empire, everything. You think you set yourself up, just one thing goes wrong and you see the carpet is pulled under your feet. So it's not your intelligence, it's not your ability, it's not your know-how, it is Allah who gave you all this. So Allah is your owner, so Allah gave you this great gift to take more and more and to become the special friend of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And now you, Allahu Akbar, you make this very, very, very kind, most beloved, most loving, most gracious creator and owner of yours, you make him unhappy by not coming, Allahu Akbar. How a father tells his son, and he loves his son, my son, just come and see me every day 5 minutes. And if his son doesn't pay attention, he doesn't worry, the father will kick him out of the business. Rather, you're not interested in me, so what? You don't need me, you do your own work. So exactly the same. If we don't come for salah, Allah is not in need of us. Allah will say, go and wander wherever you want to. And Allah says that people that are lost in the depression, etc., it's not that they fall into depression. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ Don't be like people who forgot about Allah. So Allah made them forget themselves. They don't even know we the ashraful makhlukat. We the slaves of Allah, and we slaving for everybody else. You're slaving for one woman and you fell into depression. You say you're slaving for one car and your car just got little scratched, now you're depressed. So Allah Ta'ala says to make such a person unhappy is it's to take over your head. So to say, to auction the best thing you got, you're auctioning it for a great punishment. Allahu Akbar. Who is going to be so stupid and idiotic? And everybody will say, this person is nadan. He is totally immature. He is brainless. And not only brainless, he is a mean person. He's got no sense of understanding that Allah, he's got things on a golden tray and he just let it go like this. Allahu Akbar. So if we only understand, and as Hazrat putting it far better than this useless servant, to realize what a great ni'mat this is. What a great gift this is, that Allah just wants to give us and make us His very close friends. And that's why Allah Ta'ala created us. So So that was the second important point. The third point, which we learned already in the first sabak, the summary here. Namaz mein dil ki huzuri, jiske usool ka tarika to bayan mein wazi hai ki koshish ki jaye ki namaz ke har rukan mein kam az kam koi lehza zarur huzuri ka muyassar aa jaye. Allahu Akbar. And to get this type of namaz, that is your namaz of concentration. This is nothing difficult. Hazrat explained here, then what is this presence of heart in your namaz? What is that this attention and devotion that I'm in namaz? That this bayan which was already in the first sabak we learned already, which we might, Allah save me and all of us, we might have forgot it already. So anyway, let us pay attention and as Hazrat says, sit with the intention that for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to listen attentively and I'm going to retain it. And I'll try and practice on it and pass it to others. So the method of gaining concentration and devotion is very simple. That in every posture of your namaz, even for a split moment, just to think I'm in the presence of Allah. Even for 1 second in every posture, now I'm in ruku in front of Allah. I'm standing, I'm in front of Allah. I go in sajda, even for 1 second if that came, That is concentration and devotion. Allahu Akbar. Ya Shah Ahmad Saeed said, every posture. Our Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykhul Islam, as Hazrat explained his namaz, day before, that the train also was making a noise. The conductor was blowing, but he was in a different world. Hazrat says that, and that was a different thing, as we'll explain, that is a gift from Allah. But he says that concentration in namaz is so simple, that is to get a pass mark, that your namaz don't become as it comes in front, like a dirty rag on your face. Just to get a pass mark in your whole namaz. If you are unmindful, but just 1 second in your whole namaz, your thought came, hey, I'm in front of Allah. That's a namaz of pass mark also. Now go higher in every rukun, and then as we will learn, and we learned already, start learning the meaning, then see. So concentration and then deen is very easy. Hazrat says we make it our level very high, that I must reach so high. And what is not concentration, we making that the goalpost. We making the goalpost too small or too narrow, whereas a deen is very, very easy. So this is concentration, every moment, and there are about 8 ways that Hazrat has explained concentration and devotion. One is just for a split moment that I'm in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Is huzuri ki wazaat mein jo umur Hazrat Sayyid Rahmatullah Ali ne tahrir farmaya, and what Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned in his bayan with regard to this concentration, he says what he has written is very simple. For example, مثلاً اپنے آپ کو اپنے رب کے سامنے جانے اور رب کریم کو اپنے حال پر متوجہ ہو. Just for a moment in your namaz, in every posture, just think I'm in front of Allah. And Allah's attention is to me. Allah is looking at me. And that is so simple. But as we will learn, this will only come when we do a cause in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. اور جو کچھ زبان سے پڑھ رہا ہے اس کے معنی کو جانے. One level higher, whatever you're reading Subhanakallahumma, just know I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. That is also a level of concentration. Even if you don't know the meaning, just know I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. I'm reading Kul Huwallah. And even higher then, know the meaning of it. Allahu Akbar. When you start learning the meaning, as we said, get the Kitab, Muftahul Quran, you'll see one word meaning. And you keep on going over it, then you'll see Allahu Akbar. Agar mazmoon Allah Kareem ke ghusra wa itaab ka ho, to dil hi mein khauf kare aur pana chahiye. اور جو مقام رحمت اور عنایت کا ہو تو دل ہی دل میں اس کے حصول کی تمنا اور آرزو کرے. اللہ اکبر. Then when you start knowing the meaning, like ulama etc, then you should concentrate just briefly on the meaning. When you're reading ayats of fear, of punishment etc, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابِيَ. Person who gets his books in his left hand, he'll be in why did I get my report? And so in namaz you say, Ya Allah, please don't let give my report in my left hand. Wa amma man utiya kitabu bi amini fa yaqulu hau mukrau kitabiya. And the ayat of rahmat, those people who will get their report in their right hand, that is the day to boast. Then they can say, come see my report. Not in this world.
So in this world, even you can be the greatest chef. When you read these ayats, you'll be worried. Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the tahajjud namaz whole night, just in this one ayat, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. See the scene on the day of Qiyamah. Groups going to Jannah, groups going to Jahannam, and tears are pouring. That I don't know which group. What a great personality. So then that way when you start learning the meanings and just little attention, then see what enjoyment in your heart you desire. Oh Allah, I don't know which group, but make me among the group of Jannatis. Don't make me among the group of Jahannamis. اور نفلوں میں مشق کے دوران چاہیے اس کیفیت کے اصول کے لیے آیات کو بار بار پڑھنا پڑے. As we just mentioned, now if you want the condition of more concentration, then people who know the meanings even more, as Hazrat has explained, there are different levels of concentration. Some concentration for the special people, like these people, ulama, these great personalities, we can't imagine what was their caliber. So just to get a brief enjoyment and understanding more, that in nafal namaz, practice what we have learned. And in nafal namaz, then even repeat these same ayats over and over. If you know one ayat of Allah's rahmat, or you know an ayat of Allah Ta'ala's azab, then just repeat it, so that feeling can come in your heart over and over. So in nafal namaz, as we learn, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one night in tahajjud, the dua Isa alayhi salam made for his people, after they begged for a ni'mat, Allah sent the dastarkhan from Jannat for them. Still they didn't appreciate. He finally said, in tu'azibhum fa'innahum ibadu, wa'in takfir lahum. Oh Allah, if you punish them, they're your servants, you have the right. And if you forgive them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying whole night, for who? For me and you. So this is the great gift of namaz. Then the fourth point that we learn, ye ke namaz, so concentration, very simple. Don't make it difficult. Don't think there is a difference between mahwiyat and concentration. Like we learned about Shaykhul Islam, Mawlana Madani Rahman, that's what engrossment. That Allah grants to whoso He desires. That is of extra favor from Allah. Our work is just concentration. What is within our capability. So do what is in our capability. And even that devotion, that engrossment, doesn't come all the time. It just comes like Hazrat Hakim Sahib in one of his poems, he said, Jalsa-e Qurb-e-Muhabbat. That the time that you're sitting between the sajdas, jalsa, sometimes Allah gives you just that little moment of the extreme ecstasy of Allah Ta'ala. That is as we tread the path and make dua then. But generally my attitude is, hey, I want to be there already. No, we have to kind of climb the step ladder. As you climb, then you'll get the enjoyment of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. So here further Hazrat is explaining the same point here, chaharum. Namaz ki azmat ko khub samajhne ke baad, after you have understood properly the greatness of namaz, what a great gift it is. Now when you know what a great gift, now to appreciate this gift, what is the appreciation? Ke baad, after this, to appreciate it, now how to go for namaz, how to prepare, how to be appreciating this gift. Anybody gives you a gift, even if it's a small gift, your beloved wrapped it up so much, you put it on a high place, in your cupboard, etc. Children mustn't touch it, nobody. Allahu Akbar. And you kiss it, all that. But now the gift of namaz, how we should appreciate? Tamam adab ke badshah-e haqeeqi ki qabooliyat ke laiq unko baja lawe. Now learn that what are the etiquettes in my true, the king, my real king, my not only my king, my owner, Allah Rabbul Izzat, for me to be accepted in his court, and what is worthy of acceptance, not how I think. A person thinks that, hey, I'll go with my best clothes. My best clothes is my jeans and my t-shirt. No, that is not how Allah wants. How the real king wants you to come dressed, that is how you should go. Like Allahu Akbar, when it's time for Hajj, the kings of the kings could have wore their robes. But Allah says, I don't want you to come like that. I want you to come in ihram. And I want you to come with your kafan, that you're ready to give your life for me. Because the highlight of Hajj will be that qurbani, that my banda, you're ready to give. So come like that. And if a king says, no, I want to go with my robe, Allah will say, get out of my kingdom. We don't just think. And there it shows, it's a matter of love. It's not a matter of brain. Brains will tell you, you are king. Since when you wear clothes like that? You'll tell your brain that you pipe down. This is a matter of love. My beloved wants me to come like that. So Allah, so we have to know what are the adab. And the adabs are also very simple. In adab, mein awwal darja mein taharat aur pakizi hai. The first step of this etiquette and respect to come for namaz is see that we have our proper taharat, proper cleansing ourselves. When we go and relieve ourselves also, properly we relieve ourselves. Not sadly today, even in Haramain Sharifain, you get urinal. People are just standing and urinating, Allahu Akbar. And we're going like that in front of Allah. What height of filth and dirt. So we have to realize that our purity, at-tuhuru shatrul iman, it's part of our iman. And Muslims are taught this. When we put our taharat one side, shaitan took the better of us and he came with satanizing. He came with alcohol, sanitizing, and we also, every masjid, a mosque, you must satanize. Allahu Akbar. So we were taught from beginning that what is taharat, what is purity. So do that properly. Dusra namaz ka tariqa, yani wuzu aur namaz ke fikhi masail. The second is that we learn the masail, how to make wuzu, the method of namaz. And the method of namaz first is the key for namaz. That is your wuzu. You don't have wuzu, how are you going to come into namaz? So learn how to make wuzu. And as Hazrat is teaching us, don't waste water, etc. Learn, we have to learn from the ustad. This shows the importance of the makatib. How important is it? We want to now reach where I'm in close contact with Allah, but your wuzu is not correct. Our istinja is not correct. So where are we fooling ourselves? So the masail that we have to learn, which Hazrat mentioned, simple kitabs like Talimul Islam and Basis Ever, etc. We have to learn that, go over and over that. And you'll see, you'll know the masail. In Pakistan, Hazrat explained, there was a person who was known as Mufti Achar. Any masala you want, he used to sell, go on his bicycle and sell achar. But any masala you want, ask him, he'll give you the masala, incorrect masala. So he became known as Mufti Achar. So they asked him, ulama also, you ask them, they just don't know it off by on hand. How come you know? He said, I went over Basis Ever, not one time, not two times, several times I went over Basis Ever. So Basis Ever is like, it will make you an alim. But we take it light, Allahu Akbar. Our daughters, we understand them for big, big causes, that they do Bukhari Sharif also. But after that, after under their abaya, they're walking around with jeans and socks. So what did, even if they learn Basis Ever, the noor of that kitab, cover to cover, they'll be bigger alimas. And they will have more respect in their house, more respect in... So anyway, we have to go through these kitabs and learn the masail. And Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shah Anwar Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned clearly that the daro madar, the by Allah Ta'ala, what is the dependence on najat, on salvation, is not on the fazail, that I know all the virtues of namaz, but you don't know the masail. By Allah, masail is important. So that is why we have to know our masail. We don't know our masail and we just thinking of, no, I'll make zikr, I'll reach Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't work like that. As we will learn in front, great, great ulama have spread this point. So learn all these masail. Agar na malum ho to pehle unko seekh le. Kha jitne din usme lag jaye taake namaz wuzu ke tamam farayz wajibat sunan mustahabat aur mustadad makruhat khoob pehchan le taake usi wajah usi darja mein unko malhooz rakhe. And if you don't know the masail, then first learn that. Then you worry about getting treading the path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat and where you will reach. No, learn. Go and that is why important, how important the makatib is. Every child has to go to maktab. And even after we pass maktab, at home also Hazrat teaches us, have the talim, not only on fazail e amal, have 1 minute talim on Basis Ever also. Every day repeat, learn one masala in the house, and you'll see, then you'll come to know what is faraz in namaz, what is wajibat, what is all the wajib, That if I'm, when I'm sitting in attahiyat position, it's wajib. If I must sit out, what must I do? How to compensate for that namaz, sajda, sahwa, etc. Learn all those things that are sunnat in namaz. All the mustahabbat that will beautify namaz. And then those things, muftidah, that will destroy my namaz. And those things that are makruh, which Allah will just like. In namaz, I'm busy with makruh. And I just think it's light, it's makruh. No, that thing is, you're making Allah Ta'ala unhappy. So Hazrat says, you have to know this properly. Go over the masail regularly. Then, according to that level, keep it in mind that what is faras. And this is also such a benefit that if a person knows these masail, sometimes you're traveling and you only got 1-2 minutes to make your faras. Now you'll know that what is faras in namaz, and you make a short namaz, not a fast namaz. But you'll know what certain things you can leave out in that namaz. Then it's of great benefit. But when you don't know these masail, then you'll spend so long in your full namaz and you'll even miss your flight. Or you'll even, so see how beneficial. And this is necessary not for ulama only, for every person to know these masail. Yeh baate, or this is very important. Yeh baate to suluk ko ikhtiyar karne se pehle sikhni zarur. Actually these things, especially mashayikh of the past, before you come and take bayat, they used to tell you first learn your masail, etc. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi, a great mufti, wanted to become bear to him. He said, first go and do your tajweed and give me a certificate that a qari gave you a certificate, you know your tajweed, etc. So first we're supposed to be learning that. But Hazrat says, we're living now in the time of plastic zamana. In the time of before, mashayikh never used to allow you. Why? If you don't know masail, you don't have a beard, etc., then only it is to make you bear. But today, because time, we are so weak, etc., so mashayikh, they accept us. They make us bear. And that's so to say, so that we realize, I must go learn my masail, etc. You go out in Jamaat also, so many people, they come to the Khanka also, they can't go out in Jamaat. Now they think, hey, I'm reading very good namaz, I make long, long nafal namaz. But you don't know the basic masail, you're dreaming. As you will learn in front, you're fooling yourself. So you're thinking that now you are big shaykh, and then you got no time, you'll sit for kitab reading. But if the imam of the town is having a masala session, then you don't want to sit in that this thing. You say, no, that is not for me. That is not for tablighis, or it's for, not for Sufis. No, now you realize I have to go and sit by the alim of the town. Ask him to give me time to teach me masail, etc. Then when I come to the majlis, then see the benefit I will get. Unhiku maskura bala farais. Because Hazrat says, why I have mentioned this, very important. Yeh baate to suluk ikhtiyar karne se pehle seekhni zaruri hai, ke humne ihtiyatan isliye likh diya, ke baaz zakir shaghil asarat ko iski taraf khususi tawajjuh nahi hoti hai. Why I mentioned, because some people, and what great importance I have mentioned this, taking precautions, that some people, when they just hear about the love of Allah, etc., they leave this aside. They don't pay attention to the masail, like we just mentioned now. And when you don't pay attention to this, then Allahu Akbar. What will happen? Then your namaz is not namaz. Allahu Akbar. As we will learn in front, unhi maskura bala farayid, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, ka namaz ke har rukan mein dhyan rakhna, namaz mein dil ki huzuri kehlati hai. And what is concentration in namaz? Concentration in namaz is just this, that in every posture, just have the thought for that moment, that I'm standing in qiyam, it is faraz. I know it's faraz. Qiraat is faraz. I have to read so much qiraat, that is faraz. I go by my ruku, that is faraz. To lift my hands, it's mustahab. To say Allahu Akbar is sunnat. To know all these things, this is concentration. This is your presence of mind, even if it is for a moment, as we have learned. And jiski ahmiyat, Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali ne bayan farmaye. Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned in his bayan, and what was written down, he has mentioned it, that this is the important part. We want to go one higher before this, that I must be engrossed in namaz. No, that is not namaz. That is our, we have to start from the bottom, climb the steps. So learn this, and if we forgot our masail, start going over it. We shouldn't be shy to learn deen. Never ever tell your last breath we have to be a talib-e-ilm, a student of deen, and we have to be a talib, or a seeker to get the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Talib-e-sadiq, a true seeker. And then further understand this. Namaz mein حضور قلب کا یہی مطلوب حضرت مجدد الفسانی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے بیان فرمائی. این حضرت مجدد الفسانی the reformer of a thousand years. Allah Akbar. Every 100 years Allah sends a reformer, because across, as the time goes, people bring customs in deen, people bring bid'at and they regard it as deen. Here Allah Ta'ala has given Mujaddid al-Fasani, the Sheikh Ahmad Sarhindi Rahmatullah Ali, who brought Allah Akbar knowledge, so to say, to the Indo-Pak continent, and he revived and took out all the mess that came along the line in deen. He also mentioned what is the reality of devotion and concentration in namaz. Here there's a letter of his that he writes to his great murid, his great khalifa, that what is huzur-e-qalb, that everybody say, I want my attention in namaz. Just is it, just know what is sunnat, what is wajibat, what is faraz, and just for that moment ponder, even if it was for a second, that is your concentration. You have achieved, your namaz is of a great character, quality. So here this letter of his, Chunanche Maktub Banam Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Khalifa Khas. This was a letter that he wrote to his very special Khalifa Mir Muhibbullah Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Mujaddid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Baz Ham Salat Tahdeer Farmati. What does the Shaykh is writing, that is Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullah Ali, after praising Allah, after Durood, now he writes to his murid and his great Khalifa. Janna chahiye کہ خدا کو سیدھا راستہ دکھائے کہ نماز کا مکمل ہونا اور اس کا کمال فقیر کے نزدیک اس کے لیے فرائض واجبات اور سنن و مستحبات کا ادا کرنا ہے, جس کو کتب فقہ میں تفصیل سے بیان کر دیا کرے. اللہ اکبر. That we asking Allah Ta'ala, the straight road, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And Allah Ta'ala taught us, in order to be on the straight road, come for salah, come for namaz, I'll put you on the straight road. Now for your namaz to be a complete, perfect namaz, he says you should know this, and he's writing it to his great Khalifa, that know this very well, that according to this fakir, look what a man of great caliber, and he regards himself as an ordinary, humble servant of Allah. He says, according to me, what I have understand from Quran and Hadith, that what is perfection in namaz and what is concentration, is to know what is faraiz, to know what is the wajibat, what is the sunnat, what is mustahabbat, this which is, has been written in the kitabs of fiqh. So fiqh is very important, and a person should be learning this. Allahu Akbar. Not think that I'm on a very high pedestal. Allahu Akbar. This is a different incident. Hazrat mentioned that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, he had a brother that he never used to perform namaz behind him, although that was a different level Allah gave him. So Imam Ghazali used to go and tell his mother that my brother don't perform namaz behind me. So his mother asked him, why you don't perform namaz behind your brother? So he says, Allah gave him kash, he was of a different level, that's not our level. So he says, how can I perform namaz behind him? In namaz, he is thinking of haiz masala, that is menstrual masalas, what the ladies are going through their monthlies. But anyway, the fiqh, we have to know about it. If we say, no, that is not for me, then you'll hear what Hazrat is saying. In char umur ke alawa, aur koi amar aisa nahi, jo ke namaz ki takmeel mein koi dakhal ho. Besides these four things, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, to know this and to be conscious of this, he says, besides this, I don't know anything extra that can make your namaz perfect. So how simple, this is what will make our namaz perfect. Jis ko namaz ki takmeel mein, there's nothing else that's got any interference and any extra to put in namaz besides these four things. خشوع انہی چاروں امور میں مندرج اور خضوع انہی امور سے وابستہ ہے. He says that concentration, devotion and attention in namaz is only encompassing these four things. It is only with these four things. Learn what are the faraiz, learn what are the wajibat, learn what are the mustahab and what are the sunnat acts of namaz. Again, further he writes, Allah Akbar. آگے چل کر لکھتے ہیں, further Hazrat writes in his letter to his Khalifa, لا صلاة الا بحضور القلب, that this is a portion of a hadith, that there is no حضور قلب سے, that there is no namaz without the heart being attentive. So he says, what is this حضور قلب? حضور قلب سے مراد امور مذکورہ چہار گانا میں حضور قلب ہے. In other words, Hazrat says that what is presence of heart? That to know these four things and just to be attentive for that. In other words, you know what is faraiz, what is sunnah, what is wajib, what is mustahab, and you do a cause in zikr, now your heart will be trained, you will be attentive. So both is extremely important, as we will learn in front, that the masail are very important, and then now you know the masail, but you don't do a cause of zikr, you won't get attention in namaz. Your heart won't be attentive to namaz, because that is like rain falling on rock. When rain falls on rock, rain is so beneficial, but it's falling on hard ground. So exactly the same, you know the masail, like ulama ourselves, we know the masail of our heart, but when we come in namaz, we still somewhere else, we still on the cricket ground, we still way in the bank, we still everywhere else, because our heart hasn't become softened, and we haven't directed our heart. So both are extremely important, but very simple, that just be concentrating that this is for us, and even for a moment, even for a second, not the whole rukun, not the whole qiyam also if you did that. If you concentrated even more, very good. But for your namaz to be a pass mark, otherwise what will be the result of that namaz, we will learn. So, yani dil ki tawajju aur khiyal ke saath namaz ki tamam farayiz wa wajibat sunnat wa mustahabbat ka ada karna ke koi kotai un umur mein waqi na hone paaye uske alawa aur koi huzur-e-qalb faqir ke samajh mein nahi aata. Hazrat Shaham, Hazrat Mujaddidi al-Bastani is writing that you have to know what is faraz, wajib, sunnat, mustahabbat, and then be present and be attentive to that, so that you don't make a mistake, you don't falter. If you don't falter, no fault come in any of these things, then your namaz is a namaz of perfection. He says, besides this, this humble slave doesn't know of anything extra. It's not to be mahwa, engrossed in the weed, thinking that I must be engrossed in namaz. How we hear of incidents of Sahaba, that is a gift from Allah, for certain people. So then Hazrat further explains, namaz ka kamal unhi umur ki kama haqqahu adaigi hai, ke yahi namaz hai, jo log uske alawa kisi aur cheez, mahwiyat wagaira se namaz ka kamal chahte, woh kamal namaz ko ghair namaz se talaash karte hai. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat says that remember the perfection of namaz and the rights of namaz are only in these four things. And to be attentive that this is farz, this is wajib, this is sunnah, this is mustahab. And people who are looking for now engrossment, that is something besides namaz. That is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Like a person becomes a great wali and Allah grants you kashf, that doesn't make you a greater wali. That is a favor from Allah who Allah wants to grant. So that is not a condition to be a friend of Allah. To be a wali doesn't mean you must get kashf. So similarly, for your namaz to be perfected, it doesn't mean you have to be so engrossed, like we heard of Mawlana Ramadani Rahmatullah Ali. Don't even know a snake is on your head or something. Don't even know people are around him. That is not the object. The object is to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and be attentive on doing these things. Allahu Akbar. And the Hazrat says that anybody who is looking for anything else, engrossment, he is looking for something else which is besides namaz. That is not namaz, so you're fooling yourself. But then further he explains, now to just be, you know what is faraz, what is sunnat, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, but to be attentive with regard to this. How you get this attention now? Magar un maskura umur ka dil ke tawajju aur khiyal ke saath ada ho jana, غافل قلب کے ساتھ اور قلب خشوع کے بغیر ممکن نہیں. He says, but in order to be attentive that I'm doing a faraz now, I'm doing a wajib, I'm doing a sunnat, that will only come when your heart is attentive, when your heart is focused in namaz. And this heart to be focused can never come. Even a person can know all the masail of namaz, get 100%, but he doesn't do a course to focus his heart, then he'll be unmindful. His heart will be unmindful. So he'll read namaz, but he won't be even knowing that I'm in namaz. Even you can be the imam, Allah save us, but you'll be going just through the ritual. You'll be reading qiraat, everything. But after your namaz, if somebody asks you, Malik Sahab, what you read, you yourself won't know what surah you read. Allahu Akbar. Forget a muqtadi or anything. So Hazrat says that this is important, that your heart must be attentive. And there must be attention, the devotion from the heart. Also, then only you will get this. And how to get the attention from the heart, or kalbi khushu ke bagair, kalbi khushu ke bagair mumkin nahi, or kalbi khushu kalb ke zikr se mutaasir hoye bagair mumkin nahi. And without the attention of the heart, you won't, even if you know all the masail, you won't be attentive in namaz. You won't have a namaz on concentration. And to get this attention of the heart without a cause of zikrullah, a proper cause under the supervision of a shaykh, a kamil, then you won't get this. So to make our zikrullah also, and to do, and to know our masail, very, very important. جیسا کہ پیچھے بھی بیان کیا گیا کہ اس طرح نماز پڑھنے میں پوری کامیابی انہی کو حاصل ہو سکتے جن کے دل کو ذکر شغل کے ساتھ کچھ نسبت یا یادداشت حاصل ہو چکی ہو تو ان کو تو نماز کی تکمیل کے لیے ان امور کی ادائیگی تھوڑی سی کوشش سے حاصل ہو سکتی ہے. And as Hazrat says, that to attain the presence of the heart, we have mentioned already before, that a person does a brief course, in other words, get connected to a sheikh, easy way, you come regular to the majlis, you make your zikr regularly, then you see, you'll start getting some connection, and now your heart will be attentive. As Hazrat says, as you make zikr, your direction of your heart, you'll able to control the direction. You could be involved in a big deal, very big deal, and adhan goes. Now you stop, you turn away, and you come for namaz, you're not even really, that slight thought will come, not intentionally. Unintentionally, but you won't pay attention. You could be involved in big mashwara, but now you start your namaz, you will able to focus in namaz. When you do the scores of zikrullah, without doing the scores of zikrullah, you won't able. So he says, what a little extra effort, that together with learning the masail, the importance of the makatib we see. Now we see the importance of the khanka. How important in the, you won't get the cause of attention of the heart, you won't get it in the fiqh kitab. In the fiqh kitabs, you won't get what is this attention and devotion and connection with Allah, that you will get here in the khanka. So, aur uske ghair ko jiske dil mein zikr aur khushu nahi hai, uske liye namaz ki adaigi dushwar hai, jaise Quran Pak mein hai, namaz khashiyin ke alawa dusro par dushwar hai. And if a person says, this is not for me, man, I'm a alim, I qualified everything, or I go in jamaat, I know how to read namaz, and you not, and even if you know all the masail, but you don't want to go for a cause of zikrullah, and that also you can't do on your own, that I make my zikr. And many people say, my sheikh is the jamaat, my sheikh is my kitab. No, you need a spiritual guide, which is sunnat, but the object, connection with Allah and Islam, that is farz. So that is why, what is farz, to get it, you go through the right sources, and then you will get it. So when you do this course, Hazrat says, otherwise you will find namaz is very difficult. What Hazrat is talking of namaz, devotion and that, it says, I can't achieve that. Allah says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِينَ. It's very hard, but for those people who inculcate the fear of Allah. And the fear of Allah will come in the company of those people who got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And then you will get in. Here Allah Ta'ala mentioned khashi'in, not khaifin. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Dada Shaykh explained, one is khawf. Khawf is you fear something because it of the harm that it can cause you. Like a lion, you're scared of a lion because you know how it can attack you. Or a tyrant ruler. Khashi'in, you fear somebody of their great caliber. And Allah Rabbul Izzat Azmat, greatness, because of Allah's greatness, Allah's kindness, that is how you fear Allah. That is a big difference between the two. When you start getting that, and what zikr, and what cause of marifat, then you will see that how this comes into you. And now when you come for namaz, you come in a humble way, and you'll be making sure your taharat, everything, your etiquette, you are dressed correctly also, and you are conscious that I must enter the masjid properly, with the proper adabs, reading the du'as, etc., and how I am standing in namaz, all that. Then see, now your namaz will start becoming a namaz. And then you'll understand the next point. Dusri baat ye bhi haqeeqat hai ke zahir ka asar batin aur batin ka asar zahir par padta hai. And this is also very important, that the outside affects the inside also. And the inside affects the outside also. Like today we see it's a cloudy day, rainy, etc. Go and see at home, the salt is kept in the cupboard. and it's in a utensil also, or where is the sugar, and then go and take it out and you'll see there's lumps inside. What is the, from where is the rain and the atmosphere, it has affected inside. So similarly, the outside, if you learn your farais, etc., it will affect your outside will affect your inside also. Your heart will, now you'll think that I know this, but there's no effect in my namaz. Now you'll be worried that, and the batin, the inside, will have an effect on the outside. Many people have either of one side, or they go into extremes. That I know the masail, what I have to go for zikr. That means your outside won't affect your inside. Because every utensil, what is inside, that will affect what will come out from there. If you put, Allahu Akbar, you can write biryani on a beautiful pot, but inside you put stool, when you open, only filth and dirt is going to come out. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, a time will come, nothing will be left of Islam, just our names. That beautiful, so outside also, to put in an outside just thing, that just you wear nice amama, you came back from Jamaat or the Khanka, now you in a josh, you put out the nice kurta, everything. First of all, we should realize that we are not even fit to be wearing this. This is Allah's favor. These are the garments of the great friend. When we know this, then we'll see. See, for example, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, magicians came to combat him and challenge him. But to mock at him, they are dressed like him. And just in that mockery, they dressed like Musa alayhi salam in a split moment. Allah gave them such iman, Allahu Akbar, that now they were prepared to give their lives for Allah. And immediately, so if they mocked Musa alayhi salam and Allah appreciated their outward mockery, and Allah put inside iman in their heart, then if we, Allahu Akbar, imitate our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, what iman, what won't Allah ta'ala give us? If we imitate the pious servant, instead of going through all the tahqiq, etc., whether I should wear this kurta or this topi, the pious servant, imitate them and see where Allah Ta'ala will take you. And that will affect your inside also. And some people go on the other side, that no, my heart is clean. Hazrat says so beautifully, many people say, why must I perform namaz and go in a masjid? My heart is clean. If your heart was clean, what is inside will show outside. And what is outside will show inside. When outside you are, then the sign of your connection with Allah, that will show the type of namaz you are making. That outside, even you know the faraz, wajib, etc. But if you got connection with Allah, then you'll see no scratching. Then you will see you're standing attentive, you'll be conscious, you'll be worried. So many people, like even woman folk, they'll say, why must I keep wear parda? My parda is in my heart. Why must I show off like this? Woman act very. If you are dusting a real pious woman, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, Allahumma jal sarirati khayra min alaniyati, wajal alaniyati saliha. Oh Allah, make my inside better than my outside, but make my outside also a pious thing. So Hazrat says, don't put the parda or the beard in your heart. In your heart, you got all blocked valves, you got all angina, and now you're still stuffing the beard and the parda. No, put it where it must be. The beard must be on your face and one first lens. And that is the command of Allah. Your parda must be on your face. And then see, now when you do your outside, how it will affect your destiny. That your inside now will affect your namaz, etc. اگر قلبی خشوع اور ذکر والا تھوڑی سی توجہ سے ظاہری مستحبات کو ادا کرے گا تو اس کا اثر باطن کے خشوع کو بھی بڑھا دے گا. Hazrat says, if you pay little attention to coming the majalis of the Shaykh, making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, now that will affect your heart, focus your heart, and then you are attentive, what is even the mustahabbat of namaz, now you'll see, with little attention, it will increase your concentration in namaz. And then you will come to realize that how I should perform namaz. As Hazrat says, teaches us, when you do both the causes, then you'll see that am I standing properly in my namaz. Before you even start your namaz, you'll be checking that. Otherwise, we just come, we just start our namaz. So Allah Ta'ala give us proper reality, understanding, and give us the reality of deen out of His sheer mercy and the barakat of our Shaykh. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.